taking the ride there, Barrier 1. John Ledger, yes, John Ledger's back in town. Looking forward to a key chance today, Electric Charlie with his son Chris. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've had a chat, for sure.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has been. Mate, this horse has won at Canterbury in the past, Electric Charlie.
Yeah, look, he's a nice horse, and the rating system in New South Wales, Andrew, just suits him right down to the ground. A lot of his races in Victoria were out of his class, and he was carrying big weights against better horses and things like that, and we've sort of targeted Sydney with him, and it suits him much better, and he's in races that he's got a great chance in, and today he's one of those races.
Yeah, and has pleased you off that Albury trial?
Yeah, we didn't ask him to do anything at Albury. It was really heavy, and we didn't want to pull the guts out of him, so we gave him quite a soft trial. But his work's been good, and a lot of people under the misconception that he's a wet tracker. He's actually, you know, won four or five on good ground, and he's just a very honest and reliable galloper. So what he misses out on total ability, he makes up for that his consistency, and he's so honest. So again, today there's a favourite in there with good form, but outside that, you know, he'll run a really honest race, and he'll just get better as he gets into his prep.
And while that trial was on heavy, as you've well explained it there, certainly on a good track, or he seems to cope with anything on his day.
Yeah, look, he's a lovely horse to have in the barn. He just goes out there and gives you all every time he goes to the races. Both Tommy Berry and Blake Shin rode him and said, you know, the only thing that held him up in the times they rode him was that the weight was getting to him. He's not an overly big horse. And they suggested we put a claimer on him, and so we followed their advice and gone for the claim this week, and that will make a big difference to him as well.
Yeah, Brock Ryan takes three off. It's even crucial when you get those weights of 60 kilos and the like, just to help them a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's never been a big horse, and he's certainly got stronger each season, but, you know, he's always carried big weights, and it's always been, I think, very unfair on him. I don't think he's earned all the weight he carries, and but, you know, in a race like the Sydney races with these different ratings to Victoria, he gets in really well, and if you put, you know, a claimer on him, he becomes a very competitive horse in this type of field.
All right, well, it sounds like, and when did the horse come up, John?
Yeah, we've worked out a program that's been successful last season with him, and that's just go the day before. So he left here at 4 a.m. yesterday morning, arrived at Peter Robles at lunchtime, and he settled in really well, and he just pops out to the races this afternoon. So it works good for him.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, I hope he runs well. Sounds like you've done as much as you can.
Yeah, no, we can't get him any better. I'm really happy with him, but he'll be back in Sydney over the next few weeks, and if you're having a little each way on him today, stay with him, because when he gets out to his 14s and 15s and that, he'll be very competitive.
Righto. Race 5 today, Electric Charlie there. Thanks a lot, John. Good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
John Ledger from Wangaratta in Victoria. By the way, in the Kosciuszko, there is one remaining unclaimed ticket in the Kosciuszko from the draw yesterday. Now, that was purchased at the Port Macquarie Tab Agency. So if you've been in and bought a ticket out of the Port Macquarie Tab Agency, then check your Kosciuszko tickets, because you might be the one person that we're looking for on behalf of Racing New South Wales. All the details of all the ticket numbers are on the Racing New South Wales website, but there is one remaining unclaimed ticket for the Kosciuszko purchase from the Port Macquarie Tab that is still out there. Tim Ryan joins us from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. Morning, Tim.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Very well, mate. What have you found for us at Canterbury?
Mate, I'm going to kick off in race two with number two, Dance Hall Girl. This one for Tim Martin and Adam Hieronymus. But I'm really not sure how this horse got beat at his first start at Walker. She was absolutely tragically beaten there, missing the start. Look, the tight turning track probably got her, and probably found the 1,000 metres a bit short. But look, she's been absolutely flawless since. She went to Kempler at her next start, and she won her maiden by 6 lengths there, running really fast time. And the stable put her away. She resumed a fortnight ago at Warwick Farm, and she was a pretty comprehensive 2 length winner there. She did resume without a trial, and she was a noticeable late drifter there. So I'd be pretty confident that she has plenty of improvement left in her after that run. So, look, Adam Alarano sits with her. I expected a lead around Canterbury. She's going to be super hard to run down. And she's my best bet of the day, 2:15 with Tab.
That's race 2, number 2 there for Canterbury, and Adam Hieronymus certainly feeling the horse will make good improvement off having no trial into today. Where's your second one, mate?
I'm sticking with Adam Hieronymus again. We're going to go race 6, number 1, Rapido Chaparro. Look, this gelding, Waterhouse Spot Stable, resumed its this prep in Victoria and put in two pretty average runs. They brought it back, brought him back to Sydney, dropped him back to the mile, and it really paid dividends, running a really brave second. He cut through in the lead there. Was also by the name of Noldor Jack and was left a sitting shot a long way out. He really fought hard to line, just going down to strike rock there. From that run, he really indicated he's looking for a step-up in trip, and he gets up to the 1,900 metres today. As I said, Adam Hieronymus sticks with him. Another one who looks like he's going to lead today around Canterbury. He's going to be no disadvantage. So, look, currently 480 with Tab, and, look, I think that's a good price. I expect him to firm from that, so I'd be locking in the 480 now if you can.
Okay, so jump on now at the Tab app. So the two there for Tim, 2-2 and 6-1 for Canterbury. And, mate, we'll talk to you Friday.
Yeah, we'll do it. Exciting card.
Yeah, it is. The fields are out. That's Tim Ryan from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. The Run to the Rose, sponsored by Sydney Markets, is race 6 at 10 past 3. Prince Far Was for Kerem McAvoy has drawn 1 in a field of 8. Yes, 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 4. Bivouac, 6. Exceedance, 5. Dawn Passage, 3. Kubrick, 7. Hightail, 2. And Moe's Crown, 8. And in the Theo Marks, it's a field of 12. Invincibella, 6. Zusane, 7. Volpe Veloce, 4. Tom Melbourne's there, 8. Deploy, 3. Arcadia Queen has drawn the inside barrier, 1. Redouble, 5. Gemsong, 10. Eldorado Dreaming, 2. Fundamentalist, 12. Tropa's drawn, 11. And Baller for Glen Boss, barrier, 9. There are a few of the key fields for Saturday. It's a good 4 at Rose Hill.
Along with your Sky Sports Radio news. A man has died from a severe head injury at a pallet factory in St Mary's. It's one of three workplace incidents across Sydney this morning. Investigations are now underway. Firefighters have managed to contain a huge inferno which engulfed a Sydney factory. The blaze raged for hours as chemicals inside exploded. Firefighters worked throughout the night at Moorbank. It's been contained and investigations are now underway. Meanwhile, a team of Melbourne researchers may be on the verge of a breakthrough in the fight against obesity with a new nasal spray. Monash University scientists have conducted tests on mice and found they can shed up to 10% of their body weight in only 10 days and seemingly without any side effects. In sport, the Socceroos' journey to the 2022 World Cup got off to a perfect start in Kuwait this morning with a brace to Matthew Leckie and a pin point effort from Aaron Moy, sealing that 3-0 win. Meanwhile, in NRL news, Raiders rookie Hudson Young has been banned for 8 weeks after being found guilty of the eye gouge, while Kane Evans has also been banned from the Eels' clash with the Broncos. Better news for Sydney Roosters enforcer Jared Waria-Hargreaves, who was cleared for Friday's blockbuster final after successfully arguing with the judiciary that his hit on Liam Knight had been a rugby league accident. And with the Ashes in hand, Australia has turned its attention to winning the series at the Oval, with coach Justin Langer considering some changes. Fatigue, though, has Pat Cummins in doubt for the fifth and final test, having played every game of the series so far. This is Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Carnival.
Dali Stallions have sired 3 of the 5 juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first 3 home in the Golden Slipper. And the stallion making Group 1 sized produce.
And Microphones won it. Microphones won the English side.
Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Entire cast returning to a movie event not to be missed. Downton Abbey, the movie, launches in cinemas tomorrow. Don't miss out. Book your tickets to see Downton Abbey, the movie, now. Very heavy traffic, George's Hall, Henry Lawson Drive approaching Hague Avenue. You're on the brakes, the right bridge, the run towards Top Road. No incidents to report, just a high volume of traffic northbound. And Bella Vista, a heavy traffic outbound at the moment approaching Old Windsor Road on the M7. Kia 7-day sale is on now with $777 bonus across the entire Kia range. Plus Australia's best 7-year warranty. Visit kia.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky
iRacing Active. It's got all your racing needs.
Can you create racing playlists?
Yes, with race alerts and tips.
Can you stream races you've missed?
Definitely.
And your favourite racing shows?
Yup.
Can you watch races that are yet to run?
That you can't do. For everything else, download Sky Racing Active on your Apple iOS or Android device and get access to a 60-day free trial period.
Sky Racing Active. It's racing the way you want it.
Trial offer ends October 7th, 2019. 18 plus. Eligible customers only. Excludes Vic and SA Thoroughbreds.
Welcome aboard the Qantas Points plane, a flight exclusively for our frequent flyers. On the left, you'll find seats booked with points.
Until a few seconds ago, this brand was the last thing on your mind. And now, thousands of people like you are thinking about it and checking it out online. If your brand is the last thing on people's minds, advertise on radio. Because if you need results now, radio's never been more alive. Visit radioalive.com.au.
And carrier charges apply.
Sky Sports Radio talks spring carnival racing and rugby league finals every day in September. Sundays, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend gives you the full picture with guests like trainer Peter Snowden on the win of Red Cell.
Look, I was really, really pleased with his action yesterday. He's been walking with purpose.
Plus, there's Peter Peters and Dean Bulldog Ritchie on the Rugby League Do or Die Finals. The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend starts 7 every Sunday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Every 8 minutes, an Australian is diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Being overweight and inactive significantly increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and other chronic conditions. Walking regularly is the best exercise because you can easily build it into your daily routine. So let's get walking every day. Friday the 4th of October is Diabetes Australia Walk to Work Day. Join the walking class and learn more at walk.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, it is at a quarter past 10, midweek racing out at Canterbury, and joining us is Greg Carmody out there. Greg, we've had a run of dry weather.
We have, Andrew, yeah. It's very strange. I think we'd get some spring rain, but no, we haven't.
That's right. So this track, have you done a little bit of watering?
Yeah, done a little bit yesterday, Andrew, just to keep it where it was at a good 4. Pano today was 4.78 and yesterday was 4.8.
Okay, so it's in good shape. And the rail's back into the true?
Back into the true. Our last meeting 3 weeks ago was in true, but they put a set of trials on me and I went out to 9 metres, and given the 3 week break, I just went back to true. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're back in the true again.
Righto, so it was out at 9 for those trials, but back into the true today. Yeah, so it's true for the race meetings.
That's it.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
No worries.
Greg Carmody out there at Canterbury. Paul Joyce is heading out there today with the first at 1:25. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Late call up to get out to the races. You know you've got a good job when you get a call in the morning and say, do you mind going to the races on a day like this? It is just a terrific day, and some good form races, obviously, a few fringe carnival horses there again, so we're really looking forward to it.
And we've got Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Morning, Paul. Tough gig there, mate. I'm sure you'll cope. Yeah, you're right. Look, we'll probably see a couple of fringe carnival horses put their hands up here today, and looking forward to it.
And Andrew Giorgio's got the prices from Tab as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Benz. Good morning, boys. Some nice activity across the card here at Canterbury, and they haven't been shy to chime into one in the first either.
All right, well, let's jump straight into it. The Hobber at Darley Handicap. Take us through the race.
Not a Biggie is at $23. Kerwin's Lane, $19. Lewis at $7. Way Back When, $5.50. Bungalow Bill, $7.50. Collada, $5. Hostage of War, $17. Parche, $2.30. And Sound Off at $26. Well, it's all the favourite here, guys, for Gary Portelli and Kieran McAvoy. $2.40 into $2.30 today. But the real story, $3.20 when the market first opened, and they jumped out of trees to take the price.
Yeah, it's an interesting map because there's no speed on paper. I think Bungalow Bill may lead by default. We've seen Collada intentionally ridden back recently, but the horse with speed to go forward if they wanted to. And the rest of them, a couple blinkers first time, Ray Lewis, way back when. So not sure what impact that'll have on their racing pattern. So on paper, it looks as though a very muddling run, 1550. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it does look like that. I think I saw a tweet this morning from the steward saying that Collada was going to be ridden forward. So that helps us a little bit, but you're right, not a lot. I don't think there's any doubt that number eight, Parche, is potentially the best horse in the race. She just has this little habit of sitting back on the gates and missing the kick, and that might play against her. But I think that you've got to go with her because we're talking about fringe carnival horses. She's one who may well develop into a staying filly, maybe an Oaks type or something, later in the spring, if not next preparation. So, look, she was the best run of the race first up at Warwick Farm the other day behind Just Thinking, who looks a smart horse. And I guess you're betting on whether Karen can get it right with the speed. Got to have her on top. I think Bungalow Bill and Collada, 5 and 6, they're the two on paces that we've identified who look like they're going to get the best runs in the race, could be able to control it. I think Collada's probably running out of chances, but he's certainly capable with the form around him. The likes of Yao Dash, he ran third two starts back. So I'm going to go 8 Parche from 5 and 6, and I'll put in number 3 Lewis with the blinkers on for 4th, Paul.
Yeah, look, I'm gambling on the 3 Lewis, 3, 8, 4, 5, just blinkers first time on a very well-bred Fastnet Rock colt. James McDonald booked to ride. He surprised me a bit on debut. I hadn't seen a lot of him at the trials to suggest he'd run a competitive race on debut, but he wasn't far off them, only just on 2 lengths behind Reformist. And he jumped straight up in trip with those blinkers on. So if it does the trick with him, I think he could run a big race here at a bit of a price. Whereas number 8, Parche, I think now you're really taking rock bottom odds of $2.30. Yes, it was a very good debut off some good trial form into that run. But from the gate, with her racing style we've seen, I think she'll probably get back a touch and she'll just need things to fall her way from there. So I think $2.30 is as skinny as you'd want to take. Number 4, Way Back When, he's a colt that's always shown a little bit at the trials. He's also getting the blinkers on first time today. So if that switches him right on, he could certainly win the race. And the 5 Bungalow Bill looks as though he'll be able to dictate terms, unless Collada sort of really presses that button early. Bungalow Bill probably gets the easy time in front. So I'm going 3, 8, 4 and 5. I think that's a tricky race to open, and we'll be taking it pretty easily.
I know Darren Flindell calls all the action. He likes number 8 to beat 3, 4 and 6. 8, 3, 4 and 6 for Darren in race 1. Race 2 is the Headwater at Vinery Handicap. The early scratching of number 5, Dumbrody Power, changed this market. It was in the market before it came out.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Miss Scorcher is a $4.60 chance here. Dance Hall Girl, very popular at the $2.15. Major Wager at $8.50. Sakura, $4.40. Miss Belief at $8.50. And Our Revenue at $14. And the deductions for Dumbrody Power, 10 cents the win, 12 cents the place. Well, it's all Dancehall Girl here. It's about 4 times as popular as Sakura, who is the next best supported. And outside of that, very little interest in the other runners at this point.
Only the 6 runners, 3 on paces and 3 that'll take the trail. I think Dancehall Girl can lead. Miss Scorcher probably sits outside Dancehall Girl with Major Wager taking the box seat. So Dancehall Girl, the favourite, should lead and find the rails here, right?
Yeah, that looks the way it's going to go. And look, with Dunbrody Power in the race, I wasn't convinced on Dancehall Girl, but with Dunbrody Power out of the race, look, I have to go with her. I think that, yes, she's short enough. She backed up that 6-length win back in March with a nice first-up win at the farm all the way over Intrepidations and Liz Doonvana in a similar sort of race. I guess the thing there is she goes up 2.5 kilos. She could have a little bit of company depending on how the race pans out, but she's the horse to beat. Number 1, Miss Scorcher has a decision over Subpoenaed over this course last start, which obviously has held up pretty well. And as Paul said, she'll probably lob outside Dancehall Girl. Look, it could be a matter of who's got the best turn of foot over the last 300 metres. Number 4, Sakura, probably gets the last look at them. And number 3, Major Wager. Notice Adrian Bott suggesting this morning, Andrew, that she'd run a nice race first up, so she does have a stakes placing against a name. But look, I'll with the favourite here with probably less confidence, even though she's going to lead, 2, 1, 4 and 3, Paul.
Yep, I'm with you. 2413. I think she will find the front. She's got plenty of early pace. She won that first up race at Warwick Farm without an official trial. Obviously, she was fairly forward, but I'm sure she'll take some fitness out of that win. And in a small field, being in front, Canterbury 1200. When you're the best horse, makes her close to a good thing. The market's probably got it spot on around that $2.15 mark. Shakura, I think she's been trialling well enough to give the favourite a scare. She'll probably have to come from behind Dancehall Girl and run her down, which is always tricky, but that's her racing style. I thought number one, Miss Scorcher, certainly run another brave race. Obviously got a lump 61 kilos this time after scrambling home against the Peanut, but Ray's already mentioned that form looks good. And number three, Major Wager, you'd think that her grand finals are later in the campaign, but from barrier two, I'm sure she'll get a lovely run, box seating, and stick on well. So I'll go 2, 4, 1, 3.
Okay, boxed up numbers similar to Ray Hickson's actually for Darren. 2, 1, 4, and 3. 2, 1, 4, and 3 in that small field race two. Race three, the Everest Carnival Handicap. We learned yesterday it's looking towards a sellout for Everest Day. All around October 19 from the ATC, that release coming out yesterday. What's happening in race three, Andrew?
Yeah, well, we've got Papa Warrior at $4.40, Cockmatch at $6.50, Good Stock $7, Vienna Rain $14, Johnny Angel $15, Bollywood $7.50, Astralis at $4, Zensational $26, Nudge $23, Our Girl Snitty at $16. And the one right down the bottom there, St. Covet's Spirit, you can have $11 about its chances. Well, the move today, guys, has been for Astralis. Now, it was $4.80 earlier today, into $4 now. And in terms of money held, since 9 a.m, does account for about 60% of that early investment. Outside of that, some money for Cockmatch and also Vienna Rain at the each way odds.
Yeah, there's good speed on paper here. Three of the on-pace runners all come from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. So you'd be surprised if they carved each other up. But you've got Cockmatch, Good Stock, Vienna Rain, all showing pace. And the other one that gets amongst them probably is Sensational, from what I've seen at the trials from her. I think she'll press on from the wide gate. And then you've got a host of them just lobbing in for the trailing behind. So on paper here, Ray, genuine to fast run, $12.50.
Yeah, look, a few of those are drawn out too. So even if they don't want to really attack for the lead, they've still got to do a little bit of work. I'm pretty keen on Astralis, number 10. I've been sort of waiting around for this filly to turn up again after that unlucky debut at Randwick a bit over a month ago behind Mandela. We're never going to know whether she would have won that race or not, because she was making a run with the winner and just got completely slammed out of it. She was in the market there too, 7 into 6.50. She had a nice little tick over trial since then, build the confidence back up, draw nicely. If there's a little bit of speed on, that'll be great. I'm a little surprised it's still $4, to be honest, Paul, so I'm happy to have her on top. Paper Warrior, number one. Now with Chris Waller, used to be Peter and Paul Snowden. Won a trial recently in good style, has promised a little bit, hasn't quite delivered yet, but gets his chance. Three Cockmatch has been gelded since that first prep, where his form was a little bit mixed, but his best efforts were when he was able to lead. And number eight, Bollywood, sixth race starts for five placings, and she was pretty good first up behind Lakia. So 10 on top from 1, 3, and 8, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you again. I thought $4 Astralis is good value. 10, 8, 1, and 14. She's a good type as well. She paraded with them in that race at Randwick on debut in a Saturday maiden, and she definitely held her own in the yard, and it was only bad luck that really cut her out from fighting out the finish there when she was hard in the market. So she's obviously got the ability, she's got the looks, she's been kept quiet, had a trial. And as long as mentally she's okay coming through that experience, it wouldn't have been a pleasant one for her to get jammed out like she did in the straight there when in contention. But I think Team Hawks have done the right thing in just keeping her fresh and giving her a bit of time to get over that run. Number eight, Bollywood. She was big effort last start, wide the trip, stuck on well to hold second spot. If she gets a better run in transit, she may be able to convert all those placings into a win. Number one, Paper Warrior. He's been a bit of a trial star, this horse, but on race day, he tends to find ways to get beaten. And now Chris Waller's got the job of getting the best out of him. I did like his trial with James McDonald aboard, and James sticks for the ride today. So I'm respecting Paper Warrior. And I thought 14 St. Covet Spirit could sneak into the money a bit of a price. She didn't have a lot go right first up. And from barrier one, she could just get that smother in behind them and be produced late. So I'll go 10, 8, 1 and 14.
Completing the trio on Astralis is Darren Flindell. He likes it as well, number 10, to beat 8-1-3. 10-8-1-3. And Andrew, you mentioned a little bit of support for it. It might build over the next little while, Astralis.
We usually do see money for the horses that, you know, Joycey and Ray often tip with early on. Yeah. So it wouldn't surprise me if we get less than $4 come closer to race time.
Righty-o. Let's move to race four at Canterbury, the ANZ Bloodstock News Handicap. Scratchings here, the 4 and the 12.
And Bombarding is at $12. Then we've got 13 for both Grimior and Elmo. Roosevelt is a $7.50 chance. Kylie is a very popular $1.65 favourite. Hibiscus Lady, 21. Our Dasher, 17. The Pharaoh, 34. Vetter at $6. And Vincero is at $34. Kylie into $1.65 after being $1.70 earlier, but $2.20 prior to the scratchings. It's three times as popular as any of the other runners, and it accounts for over half the early investment.
Yeah, she's certainly not a $1.65 pop on the speed map because she's drawn out. It's 1,100 metre start at Canterbury. There's a lot of speed drawn underneath her. But in saying that, the way she's gone at the trials, I still think she'll have the pace to at least get across and sit outside the leader, which could be Bombarding. And then you've got all those other horses sort of drawn in the middle, such as your Roosevelt, your Hibiscus Lady, our Dasher, the Pharaoh, that I think she'll be able to cross quite comfortably. So even though it looks pretty sticky on the map, Ray, I think after 150, 200 metres, she might be in a perfect spot.
Yeah, I think you've got that spot on there, Paul. We were talking about fringe carnival horses, and this is one of them, Kylie. I don't think there's any doubt she's probably got a couple of lengths on this field in ability, potential. She did start $2.60 in the Group 3 Hawkesbury Guineas at her last start and just went a bit too hard in front. Loved her trials. She's got that wide gate. She's a short price. She's the best horse in the race. You're just betting on her getting across and getting a nice run. If she does that, she wins. I've got a couple of these good each-way odds, could run a good race. Two Grimoire and three Elmo, both first up from a spell. Grimoire has a pretty honest record, rarely too far away. Doesn't win very often, but has a couple of, ran second to Quackerjack back in April, has a win on a wet track. A couple of quiet trials. I thought he'll run a good race. Elmo hasn't had a public trial. Another honest horse, Chase Tone Destiny's Own and Handspun in this sort of company at his last two runs from a spell. And he's one of these horses hoping to attract the attention of Kosciuszko ticket holders there. And number five, Roosevelt. I think I'll forgive him a little bit from his last run on a heavy track, although I thought he was a little disappointing. He had no luck here first up, so he can run well. But six, Kylie's is the horse to beat, Paul, from 2, 3, 5.
Yeah, agree again. 6, 10, 2, and 1. That's all about Kylie's here. She'll need to get across. If she gets caught 3, 4 wide without cover heading into the turn, you'll be in all sorts of strife. But, I've made my case there for why I think she can get across. And she's got a high cruising speed and she's just flying at the trials. And I think she will progress to some sort of stakes races during the spring. Number 10, Vetter. I think the Blinker's first time shows a bit of intent from the stable here. He's had a couple of solid trials, in particular his last trial at Canterbury behind Enticing Star and Trekking, where he was a close-up four. So I think that trial form and the Blinker's first time is enough to say Vetter's going to run well here first up. Two Grimoire, speaking of strong trials, his last trial behind Fazika, I am excited for Hudakawa. I thought it was an encouraging trial because he blew the start, which he can do, and if he does that today under race conditions, he probably can't win. But if he happened to jump with them and was only 3 or 4 lengths off turning for home, he can certainly get involved in the money here at a good price. Yeah. And the one Bombarding from that gate with Jason Donald in the saddle, I do think he'll have the pace to jump and lead Kylie, at least for the first couple of hundred metres. And if Karen